No. 508 at LG73, Terry Reid, and that's Robbie Ray. Put your finger on it. Right before that was John Lennon, and nobody told me there'd be days like this. And coming up in a moment, we got one of the first early Police songs. And we're going to hear that, and it's just a classic from them, too. It's very strange. 2 years ago, the song is old, and now you're saying it's a classic from the Police, but it's just great. 509, and Sam's with a look at traffic right now.
Talking about nobody told me there'd be days like this, I'm sure those two fellows, like those live wires we've had down on Broadway at Blenheim, these two guys were driving along and hit a pole, and these live wires wrapped themselves around the car. Nobody was hurt, but bridges have been problem-free, highways too, with the exception of that stall east of the Portman. This is the traffic from Minute Tune. Beat the February blues with a Minute Tune tune-up sale this week. Who writes these things? There's a Minute Tune location to serve you at 450 West 2nd Avenue in Vancouver.
I tell you, do better than I would. 510 coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. If you're thinking about heading out and doing some skiing tonight, Phil Johnson will be in with a look at the ski report.
You're better off that foot.
Betty, I'm home.
Happy Valentine's.
So reserve your seat soon aboard the LG 73 White Hot Todd Express. Feminist remark, I don't know about that. Right before that was the Police, and every little thing she does is magic. LG 73 with Terry Reid and Phil Johnson here at 5:20 in the afternoon with a look at the LG 73 Labatt Ski Report. First of all, I didn't hear it now. I know you guys left out of here in a blaze of glory Friday afternoon just before 6 o'clock.
Yes.
How did it go?
I know we were heading for Silver Star for the Labatt's Over the Hill Downhill.
Yeah. You made it back. Everybody's back intact. Well, more or less.
Didn't leave any pieces of ourselves spread upon the hill.
Good.
The team performed admirably well. Stu McAllister, old guy, ace downhiller. He came through the finish line with a smile from ear to ear. He didn't know he would go so fast on skis. Jack Marion finished. Jack Marion did phenomenally well. He was unbelievable. His time was 1 minute and 50 seconds. It was a very, very competitive, very good team. He had a hot time. Peggy, the lady that was arranged for us by Silver Star, the ace downhiller that was supposed to pick up the total aggregate time of our team, fell twice, had the worst time of anybody, but she did get a prize for the most spectacular crash. She managed to come across the finish line on her behind, both skis coming off right at the finish line, and they gave her a big prize.
Uh-oh.
Yours truly, the man who said to those guys, now look, guys, the most important thing to do here is finish. Don't be fancy, don't be fast, just finish.
You did finish, though.
Yeah, but I almost crashed, and as I almost crashed, I missed a gate and disqualified, and thereby disqualified the entire team. Let me tell you, it was a long ride home with those guys. They made me sit at the very back of the truck. They didn't speak to me when we went in a restaurant. They sat at another table.
So we're talking next year for you guys.
No, we're not. We're talking 2 weeks from now.
Oh, okay.
I've convinced them that I have to have a chance to redeem myself, and I have convinced them that we are now on our way to Mount Washington on the 24th, 25th, 26th weekend for what is now called the Labatt's You're Not Over the Hill Yet Giant Slalom. And it is the one opportunity that I am going to have to redeem myself or outski these guys, one of the two. By the way, if you like to ski, and I'm talking 9 to 3:30 tomorrow, should be excellent skiing over there. The rest of your favorite mountains are on the LG 73 Labatt's Blue Snow Phone at 669-SNOW.
I'm going to make my getaway.
800-268-1160, toll free.
You're going to love this. Thompson Twins and Hold Me Now on New Music Radio, LG73.
I have a picture.
Cupid in Hearts and Arrows. Today was the day for a new throne speech from Victoria, and there's still some conflicting stories out of the north on how the wolf kill is going. Good afternoon. I'm Stu McAllister with a 5:30 report.